Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Where do we begin? Christ said that what is done in secret will be shouted from the mountaintops. What's spoken in the ear will be shouted from the rooftops. Nothing can be hidden. Everything must be brought out into the light. We're witnessing everything that we need to see in this Hurricane Helene weapon, a weaponized hurricane against the people of the United States on the East Coast. FEMA won't allow supplies, help into the area via helicopter, any aid, trucks bringing supplies, tires slashed. No drones are allowed to be in the air. Nothing will be hidden. Everything will be exposed. The great advantage that the conservative and the non-mainstream media has, the great advantage is we have facts, we have the evidence of crimes being committed in the open. And this is just the beginning. We're just beginning to see what really happened. There's evidence that the hurricane was steered. Doppler radar, NEXRAD sites stopping the movement of the hurricane and actually causing it to change directions. The evidence is out there. We are in a world, a scientific dictatorship. We are in a panoptic age. And in Israel, after the drone attacks, the drone and ballistic missiles, Israel went into Syria and took out many of the radar sites. There was the Russian military base in Syria that was hit also. There were ships out at sea off the Syrian coast that were involved, which had to be U.S. Navy. Then you had Israeli Air Force, and the Israeli Air Force was taking out some more of the whatever was on that base. Could have been more radar. Could have been satellite operations, Russian satellite operations. But for whatever reason, that base was a central target, including the United States Navy. This is something separate from, and to some degree, the Israel war against the enemies in the region. The United States hasn't been really involved to a great degree in Iran, but they definitely were involved in this Russian military base operation. Then Israel, once it cleared these radar sites, Israel immediately began operations in Iran, targeting key strategic positions. I'm sure probably oh, maybe some leaders, some of their, I don't know. But Israel doesn't just shoot to shoot. They have a precise plan. They have a plan and precise. Their attacks are precise. Whatever they hit is important. Now everyone is, the nations are waiting to see what Iran's response is going to be. So far as of the program right now, there isn't much happening that I know about. Then with the political race in this country, Kamala Harris, the Harris team, they're continuing to lose favor with Democratic voters. They're continuing to lose momentum. Trump is continuing to gain momentum. He seems to be unstoppable. With each day, more momentum, forward momentum. The Harris team continuing to, it appears to be a disaster, continued disaster. Trump is at this point unstoppable. This has the shadow government, the dark state, very concerned. But then they have, right now we're in an emergency situation on the East Coast in the Carolinas. You have almost uncontrollable war in the Middle East. Then there's another important matter that's taking place. Russia and China are moving forward in their plan to de-dollarize. And this plan is really gaining momentum. It is really to the point where we are involved in watching many different things, the political race here, the war in Ukraine, the Middle East, and we're Putin at the end of last year stated the objective this year in 2024 is to de-dollarize. That's the main purpose of the BRICS countries, and they're doing it. I'll be back. We'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
Mad Vax and the Rev here. Did you hear about the special guest we've got coming on the show? The Managing Director for Government Affairs from the USCCA coming to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming election cycle. It's going to be a great show. Don't miss it. Saturday at 1.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Okay, returning. I've been wanting to discuss the matter of the multipolar BRICS scenario for quite a while, and so much is happening that I just haven't been able to get to it. This strategy, the BRICS nations, it was originated, and I'm trying to get through some paperwork here. There's an individual by the name of Jim O'Neill, Baron O'Neill of Gatley. And according to many sources, including the Library of Congress and many news articles, Jim O'Neill was a British, or is a British economist. He was a former Goldman Sachs executive. He's credited with coining the term BRIC, B-R-I-C, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. That was in 2001. And in O'Neill's report, Building Better Global Economic BRICS, Global Economics Paper Number 66, I don't really think this is important, but I'll read it anyhow. It focused on the potential economic growth and investment opportunities of these emerging markets. They're nations, but the economists look at markets that are growing, emerging. There are other smaller nations that are also emerging markets. In 2006, South Africa joined the group, and the acronym evolved into BRICS, B-R-I-C-S. Now, this is important. O'Neill's concept aimed to bring together the world's most significant developing countries to challenge the economic and political dominance of Western nations. This was a way in which these nations collectively could challenge and collapse, and they have done it, the economic and political dominance of Western nations. Now, I'll add to this. Not of Western nations only, but families. Powerful, ruling families. And the top of the pyramid, the Rockefeller family of the United States of America. O'Neill, you know, having worked for Goldman Sachs. Who do you think owns and rules Goldman Sachs? Whose fingers have always been involved in the Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, the economy of our nation? So many times Putin even with his interview with Tucker Carlson, Putin at various times in that conversation, as he was speaking, there was implication that Russia is not at war with the United States. Russia and the nations are at war with families, with secret societies, meaning Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society West was the operation of the Rockefellers in the United States out of New York City. In London, the Rothschilds, but between the two families, you have other very powerful families involved also, and these families work together. But the dominant family was the Rockefeller family out of the United States of America. With in the Bible, with the Jewish people, the children of Israel, you have the families, and you see the families who would eventually be the dominant families. The family that was dominant in the occult was the tribe of Dan. Dan was the family that veered away from Yahweh to Lucifer. And this is why the tribe of Dan, a cursed tribe, is not in the book of Revelation chapter 7. He was replaced, that lineage, that family, was replaced by Manasseh. So the principle is in the scripture. The spiritual principles in the Bible are spiritual principles that are applied to individuals in the occult. You have occult families, occult powers in China, Russia, every nation of the world, even in the United States. In Egypt, the ruling occult family was the pharaohs. Eventually in Babylon, it was Nebuchadnezzar. Magicians, astrologers, soothsayers, Chaldeans, people involved in the occult, giving direction to Babylon the Great, or Babylon in ancient Babylon. The principle remains the same presently. Why is this important? Because Satan will eventually have a kingdom that would come to power and would be the ruling nation, or attempt to be the nation to rule the world. And it would be a nation directed by a family, like Egypt was directed by the pharaohs. Babylon, ancient Babylon, by Nebuchadnezzar. End time Babylon, the United States, eventually at its end, be ruled by the Bible terms, the king of Babylon, or the beast. It will be a beast empire. So O'Neill, having worked for Goldman Sachs, I don't think the world is very happy with him presently, especially the globalist West, this country. His aim was to bring together the world's most significant developing countries to challenge the economic and political dominance of Western nations. Then in 2006, I think it was in 2006, BRICS came into existence. Yes, it was in 2006. And one of the main, the top of the pyramid at that time would be Russia. It would be Vladimir Putin. It wouldn't be Xi Jinping. He was just new to power. Vladimir Putin had been in power for quite a while, since the beginning of this century. But he had been working in the 90s already. He was to be the president of Russia that will once again bring the ruling, I guess you call it the KGB, the ruling power back to Russia, which he did. And by once again unifying that old power, which would be the KGB, secret agencies, he was instrumental in helping Russia develop, took out the corruption in Russia. He took out the very powerful ruling men, families that were involved working with the Clintons in the United States, working with the British. He took these individuals and he removed them from power, stripping them of a lot of their wealth. But he knew the concept of, he understood clearly what, I forgot his name already, Jim O'Neill. He knew already what Jim O'Neill was proposing. He understood it. He had the concept. It was clear to him. And he knew he was going to be the individual that would be able to be at the center and lead these nations in a clear, clean direction, clear direction. And the purpose is to break America's economic hold on the 80% of the world's countries. He saw the concept. He knew it was possible. He did need China, definitely India. And Putin began dialogue with initially Brazil. I can't remember the name of the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro. I believe it was Bolsonaro, with Modi. I think it was Modi of India, or his predecessor. With Xi had just come to power. And this plan, this concept of Jim O'Neill, or Baron O'Neill, is now not a concept. It is a beast. It is a system now that is alive. And in this coming month, here in a couple of weeks, nations are going to gather once again for another meeting. The BRICS nations are going to meet again. We're watching what's happening in the U.S. with the election. Now we're watching the devastation to the Carolinas and the southern U.S. with the hurricane. We're beginning to understand now. This country's waking up. The people of the world have awakened. These weapons of warfare, which are not nuclear, these are more powerful than nuclear weapons. Controlling a hurricane is 10, 15 times more destructive than any a nuclear weapon. What happened in Hawaii, people are beginning to realize we have technology we can't even grasp the technology. We can't understand yet what we have. Then with what happened with these fires in Northern California, and now the globalist plans have been set in motion. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Well, it's that time of year again, the Medicare annual enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. It's the time where you can make changes to your Medicare Advantage plan or standalone prescription drug plan. This is Medicare Dan, Medicare specialist in Northern Colorado. Let's review what you currently have and see if there's a better plan available, all at no cost to you. Give me a call today, 970-612-8717, and check out my website, danthemedicareman.com.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The Present Truth Program, podcast for both hours are on 1360KHNC.com. Evenings during the week, 6 to 7, the first hour airs on AM radio 1360 in Johnstown, Colorado. To contact me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And if you would like to support me, I would appreciate it. Again, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Up until I began here on America's Freedom Network, this is a internet radio. I was fortunate to not have to, there were no expenses. But now with the 2 hours on internet radio, there are expenses. So If you would like to support me, and you can, again, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado. Now, on Sundays, from 10 to 1 on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, you can stream 1360KHNC.com for the Sunday program. And this week, I am going to talk about, on Sunday, I am going to discuss the Russian War, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. I think it's time. Russia will go to full-out war in 2025 in the Middle East, and I think might as well. I've been waiting for quite a while to do the program. I've waited and had to wait, but now I feel that the Lord has just told me now's the time. So I'm going to do that on Sunday. Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, 3 hours. And it will tie into the hurricane weapon that just hit the East Coast. Now, going back to Russia and the BRICS nations, it is in the Bible. The Bible is your friend. The Word of God is your friend. The Holy Bible is a friend to the nations, because in the Holy Bible, there are all these details about the wicked, the evildoers, the families that rule the world, the rich men of the world, all of their evil, who they work for. They're not employed by God. They're employed by the deceiver. They are deceived, being more deceived daily, believing that there will be no eternal consequences to their actions and their deeds. They're mistaken. People want justice. Without justice, justice, people lose hope, because there never seems to be righteous judgment, punishment on the evildoers. They seem to get away with evil day after day after day after day. That is in the Bible. And with God's children, God says, I'll give you the grace to just wait and be patient. But know that their judgment will come, and you will see it. Their punishment will come. There will be that day. And God decides when, and it's in view of everyone, the whole world, especially today with real-time news. This is all this technology that we're witnessing, that we use, is for God Christ establishing his kingdom. Example, these people in the East Coast that have been hit with this weapon, the news that is getting out, there is news. We watched YouTube last night. A woman who, her son, 10-year-old boy, as he is being swept away, he is praying to the Lord Jesus. And he knew, and he's put his trust in the Lord Jesus, even though he didn't live. And the mother, this was great comfort to the mother and the family, knowing that this young boy, still in the disaster with the threat of death, is still calling out to the Lord Jesus. Jesus is real to him. This is the hope that these people have out there right now. There's no hope in the federal government. There never will be. The hope of God's people and people in general is in Christ. And on the day that King Solomon dedicated the temple, after the temple was built on dedication day, Solomon, throughout his speech to the Jewish, to the children of Israel, repeated over and over, but if you will pray toward this temple, if you will pray toward this temple, God who is in heaven will hear your pleas. He's talking about the Jewish people as they would be dispersed as people throughout the countries. If they would pray toward the temple, knowing that that's where their God had established his promises with King David, God would hear their prayers. It's the same with us today. The true temple is not a temple built with marble, stone, human hands. Jesus Christ is the temple of God himself. He is the individual that holds the Shekinah glory, the great glory, magnificence of God Almighty, his Father. And we are his temple. He lives in us. And we, as a body of believers, those who are saved, we are the temple, and we hold the Shekinah glory of God within us to display to those around us. Like this little boy, he's being swept down the river. He's going to drown within a minute or two, but still he's crying out to the Lord because he knew the Lord would rescue him. And God did rescue him. Christ took him into his arms, and this boy is safe and secure with Christ, awaiting resurrection. This is the hope, the only hope that the world has. You cannot put your hope in the government. You cannot put your hope in man. King David even said that in the middle verse in the Bible, that put no trust in the princes, put your trust in God. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
it's time to function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
You don't want to put your hope in drugs either. But put your hope in drugs. King David said in Psalm 118, verse 8, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Verse 9, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Verse 10, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. This is what Israel is doing presently in Gaza and in the Middle East. We believers, there are those that are believers in that devastated area in the Carolinas. The government has a plan. We can't fight it. But with God, there's going to be hope. And it's through the power of the prayers of the Christian people out there, those people that have been ordained by the Lord to live and not to depart this earth, God will help them. They will be taken care of. They will recover. They may have nothing, but sometimes having nothing is better than having everything. With everything, you lose focus. Having nothing, you regain your focus. And it's in the time when you have nothing where your hope in Christ comes alive, and the miracles and the faith that you have to pray for the miracles that you need, you have that faith, and Christ will perform the miracles for you and for these people. They're not going to recover, many of them, but many of them are going to have a much deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. And though the wicked will bring the devastation to that area, out of it will come a group of people that are more fervent, more alive, and more dedicated and consecrated and more powerful in their prayer lives. And this is what the devil didn't want. If the men of the time when Christ was crucified, if they had known that by crucifying Christ he would come back from the dead and forgive men their sins, they would not have crucified him. Out of this devastation there that has taken place in the East Coast is going to come and a little army of fully given Christian people, they will have a much deeper relationship with the Lord and will be more effective in the battle to come against evil in this country. It's happened throughout all of these, through all these disasters. You always have a group of Christian people that become more loyal and more powerful in warfare in the spiritual realm. The children of the devil, they use technology. We use the power of the Holy Spirit. So out of this is a wake-up call to the Christian people in this country. They have the power to use weapons and technology, steer weather. We have the power through the Holy Spirit to overcome anything the wicked can do so that we can live and carry out the plan that God had for us. We are a kingdom of believers, and Christ has set up a kingdom that cannot be shaken. An unshakable kingdom. A kingdom not in a kingdom in power. We are a kingdom, we are a people that are unshakable in this country. Not all, But in the body, the whole body, in the whole family of Christ, there is an unshakable group of people. This is a warning by God to the American Christians. Don't put your hope in anything. Do not put your hope in the government. Your hope must be in Christ. Right now in Israel, the Jewish people, many, they're not putting their hope in anything except for God saving them. They don't know if a missile is going to fall on their head, on their home. They don't know if they're, somebody they love is going to live another day, if they're going to live another day. Many people in Israel, God has put a seal on some of these people. They must live. They must be well, because they're going to repopulate the Jewish race in the millennial kingdom. And with the Christian people, our hope must be in Christ. I know that I began with presenting this matter of the BRICS nations. I'm going to go to this and finish it in the second hour. It's important. It's in the Bible. There would be an economic system in the world which would be an Antichrist system, a beast system. There had to be an alternative to the beast system. The alternative is the BRICS nations, the multipolar world, the new international world order. That is the solution. It's in the Bible. The Bible is your friend. Jesus Christ is your best friend. I'll be back for hour. Oh, no, I'm not done with the hour yet. I'll be back in a few minutes to finish the hour. Rick Rodriguez. Oh, I guess I still have a few seconds. No, I don't. I'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Ooh.
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So the BRICS nations, this BRICS plan, this strategy is in the Bible. It is the alternative to the Antichrist system coming to America. The nations of the world will not be part of and will not be forced into the Antichrist system, the beast system. They will have to work with it, but this is not what Klaus Schwab wanted. Klaus Schwab wanted all of the nations to be members of the World Economic Forum. This way, this Antichrist system would control every person in the world. Well, only the people in the Mark of the Beast system in America and Canada and some of the European nations, these are the people that will be forced to take the Mark of the Beast. The other nations won't. It'll be optional to some degree. People probably internationally will be able to worship the beast. But the nations as a whole, there will be a second economic system internationally that will coordinate with its amongst the nations, amongst these countries. They will be able to exist, but they will be targeted by empire. They will be enemies of empire. To be an enemy is how did Henry Kissinger phrase it? To be a friend is fatal. To be an enemy is dangerous. To be an enemy of empire is dangerous. But to be a friend of empire is fatal. Henry Kissinger. The nations right now, with the, I think it's the 11th and 12th of October, they're going to be the BRICS nations gathering again. At this next get-together, they may trigger some type of a system amongst themselves, which will it will be a digital, maybe a token, maybe some type of crypto currency. And America is watching, Europe is watching, and it can't be stopped. America can't stop it. It's in the Bible. It is a system that in which people can buy, they can sell, they can trade, they can exist, they can travel, they can visit people in the hospital, people that are sick, they can visit people in prison. I'll talk about that in the next hour on The Present Truth on 1360KHNC.com. I'm sorry, that's for the podcast. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'll be back for hour two.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly.